treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This week on the Paracast, we welcome back a friend of the show, and he's no stranger to you if you already are regulars in the forums at forum.theparacast.com. That's because he is one of our moderators, but he also hosts his own radio show called Dark Matters. He's the one, the only, Don Ecker. Don, welcome back to the Paracast.
Oh, thank you so much, Gene, for the invitation. I appreciate it.
This week, we're going to focus on, first of all, the fakers, the frauds in UFO research. These are the people who drag the entire field down, the people who make you think that UFO research is toxic. Don't do it. Don't get involved because you have all the crazies and the confused ones. How did you get involved in exposing people of this nature?
Well, of course, when I first became involved in the field, this was certainly not in the area that I wanted to go. But going all the way back practically to the beginning, after I was on board UFO Magazine, my wife Vicki and I had gone down to San Diego for some conference or something that was going on down there. And I'm talking about back in the very early days, around 1990 or thereabouts. And while we were down there, somebody that we knew introduced me to a fellow that I was told had been a former Air Force pilot. And not only a pilot, but had been in a squadron back in the early 50s, based out of Utah, and had been tasked in this quote-unquote secret squadron with being tasked to chase and photograph UFOs when they popped up. I found the story interesting, but what was even more interesting about the story was that this guy was featured in Timothy Good's massive book, Above Top Secret. Now, his name, when it was presented to me, was Guy Kirkwood. So I chatted with him for a while. Very charming man, very well-spoken. He, boy, could he spin a yarn. I started thinking about this would make a fascinating article for UFO Magazine, because primarily that's what we were doing. So I asked Guy if he would be interested in my doing several interviews with him and doing it for the magazine. And he was very amenable to that. But then I asked him for something that apparently, in his book anyway, was an oops. I asked to see a copy of his military discharge papers. I wanted to prove to myself that this guy, in fact, was a pilot. And to make a long story short, he gave me one of those, oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, Don, I've got to find them. I don't know quite where they're at right now, but hey, I'll get back to you. So I gave him my phone number. Well, time started to go on, and I heard nothing from him. And, of course, there was a lot going on my plate at that time, Gene. I probably, after a few weeks or a couple of months, forgot about it. Well, then about a year went by, and suddenly there was a new television program coming on, and back in those days, it seemed like there was something being broadcast each week on the UFO topic. I mean, encounters and sightings ended up coming out. There was a show about unsolved mysteries that was on, a lot of stuff happening, not to mention the periodic Larry King specials that would come on talking about the subject. And my phone started literally ringing off the hook. And I had a number of people call me, one guy in particular, whom I recall, a fellow by the name of Fritz Kron. And Fritz asked me if I had seen this program, this new program that had just come on. And among some of the people on it were Linda Howe and this guy that I had met the year previously, Guy Kirkwood. And I said, yeah, Fritz, I did. Why? He said, well, you know that. And he was from Austria, spoke with a very heavy accent.
Like a Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he said,
I'll be back.
That fellow Kirkwood, he's a hoaxster, a fraudster. And he proceeded to give me a rundown of all this information. Now, once again, hey, you know, okay, I'm going on just what this guy is telling me. Is this true? If it was true, it kind of bothered me in a big way because, look, when I entered this field, I came from a law enforcement background. I had been a policeman. And when I got involved in this field, I determined at that time, as a matter of fact, I made a promise to myself that anything I got involved with, I would treat it like any other case that I had ever been involved with, regardless of whether it was robbery, murder, I mean, whatever.
The same techniques. You are a policeman, you investigate. You have a UFO case, you investigate. You don't prejudge. You try to find out what happened.
Try to find out what the actual facts are. Absolutely. So I started doing some research, and I started calling up a lot of people that were around back in the 1960s in that era. And there were still a lot of people out there. And one of the people that I ended up getting in touch with was a fellow by the name of Don Dornan. Now, Dornan had been it might have been Look magazine. He was a photographer. That, back in the 60s, they were doing some muckraking stuff that they would feature in the magazine. At any rate, he got put onto this fellow's trail, Guy Kirkwood, because he was involved with another fellow that was apparently some type of scamster. Make a long story short, he really gave me a lot of information, and it turned out with my investigation that I could never find any, and I mean no, record of Kirkwood ever having served in the Air Force, much less being a pilot. But what I did turn up were a number of names that this guy had been used in the past. I did turn up some criminal charges that had been filed on this guy. Some of the jobs that he actually did hold were jobs like a Fuller Brush salesman. He had been a dance instructor at one point for the Arthur Murray Dance Studios and some other odds and ends. And to make a long story short, this guy was a total phony. So I had my article all ready to go. Now, one thing that I've always tried to do, I never tried in all those years to blindside anybody. So I called Guy up and I told him, I said, look, I have some stuff I want you to see. So, you know, let's get together and I'm going to show you this article I'm going to run. Well, he ended up coming out to our offices. We sat down and I gave him all the proofs, including photographs and everything else I had dug up. And he sat there and he read it. And I said, well, Guy, that's what's going in our next edition of the magazine. Now, I said, is there anything here that you want to tell me that would be mitigating circumstances in anything? And basically nothing. He totally crapped out. And I said, well, you've been...
Now, you say totally crapped out. What do you mean? He had no answer?
He had absolutely no answer.
Okay.
He was just totally... He sat there like a kid, in essence, that had been caught stealing cookies out of the cookie jar. With nothing to say. And I said, now, you are still maintaining you have a DD-214. Now, would if you can provide that, I said, look, I'll include it. And he said, all right, I'll get it. Well, of course he never did. Now, we ran that, okay? And it, at the time, was a fairly big expose because he was basically breaking back into the field.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of his breaking back into the field until confronted by the chief investigator, Don Ecker. I want to remind you that the theme for the PowerCast is provided to us by Blue Sky Music. They do themes for movies, television, and various media. Their website's located at blueskymusic.com. That's spelled with a U. No E there. BLUSkyMusic.com. BLUSkyMusic.com. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, if you ever hosted an online meeting, you know how difficult it is to get those meetings started. It's your reputation at stake if anything goes wrong. That's why you need the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. Everybody can join a meeting in seconds without any technical headaches. GoToMeeting is so easy, you'll have your first meeting in seconds. See for yourself with this free trial. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code PODCAST.
Have you been sitting on a few great domain name ideas but haven't locked them in for yourself? Good. Now you can buy them through the number one domain name registrar, Namecheap.com, as voted by the top tech blog Lifehacker. Just like the name says, you can buy domains cheap, as low as $2.99. And every new domain comes with WhoisGuard, our special privacy service, free for the first year. Now that you know, it's time to grab those domain names before someone else does. Namecheap.com. Go now. Namecheap.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
We are back with Don Ecker. He's a moderator on the PowerCast forums, longtime writer, former publisher with his wife, Vicky, of UFO Magazine, has the Dark Matters radio show, and lots more going on. Even though he retired from the field, he can't give it up. So now we confront the fraudster head on. He never got you those documents, did he?
No, the documents never came, but there's more, okay? This is part and parcel of what makes this field, if in fact that's what it is, and I'm talking about UFOs / paranormal, the mess, the holy mess that it really is. About, a year, maybe 2 years passed, and of course we were involved with a tremendous amount of things with UFO Magazine. And at that time, my first radio program, UFOs Tonight, which aired for almost 6 years on the cable radio network, I was doing that once a week. I was interviewing people from not only in the UFO field, but we ended up interviewing everything from literally Academy Award winning Hollywood producers like Robert Wise, The Day the Earth Stood Still, you know, The Sand Pebbles. I mean,
of course, he also did The Sound of Music, and he was a believer in UFOs.
Don't forget West Side Story.
Absolutely. And Star Trek the Motion Picture.
Yes.
Before they had The Wrath of Khan. They had Star Trek the Motion Picture.
Can you imagine? So, I mean, these were the kind of people that periodically would pop up on UFOs Tonight. I'm sitting in my office one day and working, you know, like we did every day, and the phone rang. I answered it, and it was somebody from the local, and when I say local, I'm talking about the Los Angeles Mutual UFO Network. I said, yeah, what can I do for you? And they, did you hear who they're bringing in? And I said, what are you talking about? Well, on our monthly meeting, and they usually have guests every week. And I said, well, no, I haven't really been paying attention. Who? Well, Guy Kirkwood. And I said, really? What's he going to be talking about? Well, his days as a jet interceptor pilot. And I said, oh, boy. So I called up the head of MUFON at that time. And I'm not going to mention his name because he has since left, moved out of the area, as a matter of fact, is currently living back in the southeast coast of the U.S. And I talked to this fellow, and I said, are you aware of the expose that I did? And he said, yeah, Don, I am. And I said, and you guys are having this fellow come in to talk to your members? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, I thought MUFON always prided itself and built itself as a scientifically minded enterprise. Well, here's the problem, Gene. It breaks down now into, what are we doing? Are we doing honest research, legitimate research, because we want to come to an informed conclusion? Or is this simply entertainment? And there seems to be a lot of people out there that simply regard this as entertainment and nothing more. And until that mindset changes, anybody that has any idea that at some point mainstream science and technology will ever take this subject seriously are simply fooling themselves.
Well, we should look at the fact that there are questions about a lot of people in the UFO field. And what I mentioned to you before we got on and before we get to the pace de resistance, we go back to this so-called TV producer named Jamie Chanderay, who worked with Bill Moore and was the person who actually got in the mail this film of the so-called MJ-12 documents. And just for the heck of it, one of our regular listeners, a friend of mine, checked online to see if there was any record of what kind of producing this guy did, Jamie Chanderay. And as we know, there's something called the Internet Movie Database, where anyone who has ever worked on a movie or TV show is going to get some kind of listing. If you blew the nose of the producer, you'll be the nose blower, whatever.
Well, my name is in that.
Right. Your name's in there, previous co-host is in there, lots of people. Lots of people are in there, even the crew member who does very, very little. Okay, so we looked. Is there a Jamie Chanderay in the Internet Movie Database? Okay? There is one listing for a Jamie H. Chanderay. Don't know if it's the same guy or not. For 1975, he was involved in a movie called The Devil's Reign. His position was video. Does that mean he ran the video tape decks? I don't know. Did he have a video camera and take shots of the set? I don't know. That's the only listing we can find for a Jamie Chanderay in the Internet Movie Database. It goes back decades and decades. You name the star, the director, producer, writer, member of the crew, it's on there. Checked online. What, pray tell, did he produce?
Well, you know, it's been literally, practically a quarter of a century since I seriously thought about Jamie Chanderay. After the MJ-12 document brouhaha broke, okay, Chanderay basically disappeared into the woodwork. Moore was still around for several years, but don't forget, in 89, Moore committed professional suicide at MUFON. So it was, you know, he basically disappeared then from the scene. So as far as what he did, I was always under the impression, and I can't even tell you right now where this came from, but I was always under the impression that he was in TV news. Now, perhaps with all that later came out about the MJ-12 documents, he deliberately, you know, bounced out of there because he knew that sooner or later somebody was going to vet him. I know that the skeptical community for a long time went after that. People like Phil Klass, and of course at that time, Phil Klass was at the very top of the pinnacle of the skeptical community. So it's hard to say. I don't know, Gene. But I'm not surprised that he's been among the missing for many, many years.
Of course, it could be that's not his real name.
Well, anything is possible. Sure. Anything is possible. And Moore, of course, went missing a long time ago. Now, I've talked to people, for example, Greg Bishop. Not too many months ago, I came across a very historically important show that I conducted where I interviewed Moore. And we were talking, among other things, we were talking about the case of Paul Benowitz.
And we'll get into Paul Benowitz and what Moore did to Paul Benowitz with Don Ecker. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in a grand science fiction tradition."
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer, 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We're back on the Paracast. We're spending our evening with my old friend Don Ecker. He has his own radio show, Dark Matters. He's a member of our forum team at the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com. We are exposing the fakers and the suspicious people out there, and we were talking after a little bit of commentary about Jamie Chanderay and who or what he is or was, Bill Moore, and Paul Benowitz. For those who have just heard us on the network for the first time, what was the Benowitz case all about and Moore's connection to it?
Well, Paul Benowitz was a civilian scientist that was living very close to the Manzano weapons range, right next door to an Air Force base. And right now I'm having a senior moment. The name of the airport's base just flew out of my head. But regardless, he was down there, and he began to witness some very strange and unusual things. Now, this man had a very long time abiding interest in the topic and subject of unidentified flying objects. He was and had been involved with a case of a woman she and her children were allegedly abducted one night on a lonely, I believe it was a New Mexico road, got involved in trying to backtrack, research this woman's story, and became convinced that not only were extraterrestrials here, probably also residing in deep underground bases and that type of thing, but that they were also involved in nefarious things at this weapons range. Now, he had taken a number of photographs, had some set up radio receiving equipment where he was tapping into signals. He didn't know what in the heck they were, and started to raise quite a ruckus about it. He contacted the Air Force personnel at the base. He eventually even got in touch with his federal senator from his home state and was creating just more notoriety of this than the powers that be wanted, because what he had apparently tapped into, and incidentally, Greg Bishop did a superb job on this by chronicling this in a book he wrote and had published several years ago. But basically, this concerned the intelligence people. There was some type of a top secret program going on, and they saw Benowitz as very nearly exposing it. So it was decided somewhere to mount a disinformation campaign directed at Benowitz. Now, at that time, civilian UFO researcher Bill Moore became involved in this. Now, after Moore and Charles Berlitz published the very first book on the Roswell event, the Roswell incident, Moore was regarded by many, many as being one of the top-notch UFO researchers. He was also involved with the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization, APRO, and with the two founders. As a matter of fact, the oldest civilian UFO research organization then in existence was on, I believe, their board of directors at the time. Now, we're talking about the very early 1980s.
Understand APRO, run by Coral and Jim Lorenzen, was one of the most prestigious organizations out there. I always had my run-ins with Coral Lorenzen. She was a crusty lady. But, you know, in terms of research, this was really the top of the heap.
Oh, yes. They were considered, I mean, they were up there. And Bill, later it came out, apparently was co-opted by the people in Air Force intelligence, and God knows what other possible alphabet agencies that might have been involved in this. I have my suspicions of who that might have been, but at this point, I could not prove it, so I'm just going to shut up about that. But Moore later admitted that he was co-opted by these people. He wanted to get on the inside. In other words, he wanted to be in a position and work hand in glove with these intelligence people, because at that time he thought that they, in fact, had the thumb of the government on this enigma, whatever this enigma was. And he began basically, and there's no other way to say it, he began working as a double agent. He was reporting back to these intelligence people, and what ended up being the most damning thing, he was asked by these people if he would pass fraudulent documents on to Benowitz and basically disinform what was happening. Now, there are some other allegations that were made about this sordid affair, not the least of which they hired, allegedly, criminals, they, meaning the intelligence people, to break into Benowitz's house periodically.
Maybe they were working for Richard Nixon.
Yeah, maybe. They would go in there, rearrange furniture, what have you, and this all began to play upon Benowitz, where he became extremely, extremely paranoid. And at one point, Moore relayed to me, he had gone out to meet Paul. They had gone to lunch or dinner somewhere. And in the course of a 45-minute time period, he counted Venowitz smoking something like 28 cigarettes. Now, when Moore told me that, and he could obviously see the disintegration of Paul Benowitz's mental state, there was something that in me that just turned. I could not believe that another human being in a position like that would not have, stepped away from that. I personally, in a case like that, I could have never done anything like that. And I actually became very angry about that. But it all accumulated when Benowitz had a mental breakdown, literally ended up in a mental health facility. And later, I mean, when he finally got out prior to his death, he wanted nothing to do with any of this. And his children today are still, I mean, very bitter about this to the point where they won't even talk to anybody. I know when Greg Bishop was working on his book, and he had tried to get in touch with these people to talk to them, to interview them, and they would have nothing to do with it. They were very angry about this whole thing, and rightly so. Well, in 1989 in July, at the Mutual UFO Network National Symposium, which that year was held in Las Vegas, Moore gave one of the premier talks at that, where he got up on stage for, I guess it ran a couple of hours. I was there. My wife was there. And listened to what he had to say about this, where he admitted this whole thing. And when I say committed professional suicide, in essence, that's when he did that. And, I mean, he literally went from being considered one of the premier researchers in this crazy field to being persona non grata in the drop of a hat.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of what happened to Bill Moore. Lots more coming up with Don Eckert. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We return to the Paracast with Gene and Chris. We're focusing on Don Ecker and his efforts over the years to expose the fakers and the ones and the situations he's witnessed. And, of course, there's this infamous session at a MUFON conference where researcher Bill Moore, one of the people who helped bring out information about the Roswell case, he confesses to being a disinformation guy. Don?
Yeah, it was quite a shocking admission, and what really angered many people, and believe me, that night is forever imprinted in my mind, the outrage that was expressed by so many people. And then the thing that probably solidified this in so many people's minds was the fact that immediately upon the completion of Moore's speech, he very arrogantly just turned around, literally ran out, jumped. I don't recall if he was in an automobile, a truck, or it might have been his motorcycle, and went roaring off into the night back to L.A., never stayed around to answer any questions or make any further admissions. And from that point on, although in the near term immediately following that, he was still somewhat public, he basically drifted right off the radar. Now, the thing that Bill Moore and of course Jamie Chandra, whom we were talking about earlier, the thing that they were most well known for was the discovery, if you will, of the MJ-12 documents. Now, what these documents allegedly were was a briefing document prepared in the very end of President Harry Truman's administration, which would have been around 52, the end of 52, because Dwight Eisenhower took over the White House in January of 53. So this was allegedly prepared for incoming President Dwight Eisenhower, and it basically discussed the event at Roswell. And a scientific/military team of some of the top talent then in the United States that was alleged, once again, put together by President Truman to investigate what all this meant. Now, that began a whole new series of guessing games being played. There were pro people, pro MJ-12 people. There were anti-MJ-12 people. And that was literally one of the first documents I ever saw that was instrumental for pulling me into this crazy field. I'll never forget the first time I encountered those up on the old CompuServe computer service. And at the time, Gene, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this, and I've talked about it before on the Paracast, I had a very, by today's standards, not it wouldn't even rate as primitive, but a very primitive computer and a 300 baud modem that I downloaded those documents.
Wow.
You know,
must have taken all week.
Oh, it did. And literally, I was reading this thing as it was downloading. I mean, it was, you know.
You were reading very slowly, I guess.
Very slowly.
Okay. Word by word, it comes down. Let's get to the chase of this, of course. And that is here, it comes on film to this alleged producer. And as I said earlier in the show, if you check the Internet Movie Database, there's only one record of a Jamie Chanderay anywhere. Online. You can't find any credentials for this guy. It's almost as if he doesn't exist.
Well, this is one of the things that's so crazy about this. If these documents were legitimate, and for what it's worth, for a long time I've considered them another piece of disinformation. In other words, I don't believe them. Although, if Roswell was a real event, and something happened there. Something, by God, did happen. If it was extraterrestrial, I have no doubt that Truman would have, or whatever sitting president, would have put together a panel very similar to this. But this particular document, I don't believe. And my question has always been, going back to the very beginning, why would anybody in government have sent this to somebody like Chandra?
He's basically an unknown alleged video producer. That's it. Why send it to him? He's nobody anybody ever heard of?
There were a lot of other people. If they wanted to get this out to the UFO field, there were a hell of a lot of other people that would have been much more suitable to send them to. People like Friedman, Stanton Friedman, who had been on the trail for many, many years, and a few others at that time. But it never made sense to me. Or even had it have been sent to Bill Moore. That would have made more sense. But once again, we get into the realm of speculation. Might Moore have been the author of this? Now, he's adamantly denied that from day one.
Of course, how do you know?
But once again, yeah, how do you know?
Well, let's go to this other case that you're going to update us on. And this is the one that we first described on the Paracast a couple of weeks back. Over the years, one of our semi-regular guests was a UFO researcher named Philip Imbrogno. He had written a book called Night Siege with Dr. J. Allen Hynek, a very prestigious reputation. But then he's made, you know, a couple of claims there that seem to be slightly on the edge. But okay, you know, we gave him his due. He seemed to have great credentials. And then this is now public. One of our listeners, Lance Moody, a skeptic, he goes out there and, you know, he gets a suspicion. He feels something is strange about Imbrogno, finds out that Imbrogno's claims of having graduated or even attending MIT were false. There's no evidence of it. And now, as the investigation continues, we're seeing possible evidence that he has falsified some of his other credentials. And then there's this peculiar message in one online forum devoted to the strange and unknown that appears to come from Imbrogno, and where Imbrogno says something really, really strange. And we can't even read the entire message here because some of the words do not work on family-friendly radio. So how did you get started with the investigation, Don?
Well, let me first say that I have known Imbrogno going back to the very late 1980s. When I first became active in this field, I did a tremendous amount of reading, of research. I haunted bookstores. When I made a conscious decision that this was something that fascinated me, I had recently been medically retired. I had a lot of time on my hands. I had undergone a divorce at that time. And I basically, you know, wasn't doing a heck of a lot, except I was going back to school. I was taking some computer courses and some other things. This was something that really, this field of the unknown had really grabbed a hold of me. So I decided to start doing some research and possibly some writing. And one of the books that I ended up picking up was Night Siege. Now, J. Allen Hynek was a name that was legendary in the annals of UFO research. For 20 years, Hynek had been the Air Force civilian consultant on the old Project Blue Book. Bob Pratt, although I did not know Bob, I knew of Bob. And Phil Imbrogno was another name that I was not aware of at the time. But when I came on board with UFO Magazine, there were some other things coming out of this case of Night Siege that took place in the Hudson Valley area of New York. Now, one of the parts of that case that was absolutely astounding was the alleged overflight of the Indian Point nuclear power plant by all accounts of a unknown object of gigantic proportions. And I'm talking about something that was described as being the size and length of a football field.
We're talking about one big craft over a sensitive facility, a nuclear power plant, and this was a major part, or one key part, of the book Night Siege. And we're talking about Philip Imbrogno and how his history has come falling apart with Don Ecker. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.